across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'd like to say good afternoon to Claire Martinson from Breckland Orchard, also known as Posh Pop, who does so, which hence I dedicate that song to you, and it will always now forever be pop music. That can be your theme tune. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to be here chatting to you.
So, could you tell us a little bit about Breckland Orchard and how you decided to start up the soft drinks business all in, you know, right from the beginning, and then how you've moved into what you're doing now?
Okay, no problem. So we're a local drinks company. We're based just on Copley Hill Farm, which is in Babraham. It's a business I actually started nearly 10 years ago. I can't believe March 2019, I'll have running it for 10 years. But I started it up in spring of 2009. So I had two small children and decided that I needed to leave my corporate job down in London and do something closer to home. I always claim it's the pregnancy hormones that maybe made me do it, because I think I woke up and I had a 1- and a 3-year-old and a soft drink business. But it's been a roller coaster of fun. So maybe those pregnancy hormones were good.
And you're still here 10 years on. That's no mean feat for an independent, I'm guessing.
I know. Do you know, I think the statistics of businesses that fail in the first 2 years are quite horrific. Mm. So, we're here absolutely and growing, which is great.
So you started with just a couple of fizzy drinks?
I did. So the original, I launched with 4 flavours back in, I launched at Chilford Hall Feast East. I'm sure those people listening might have been at that show. And I guess the whole company was inspired by the lemonade that my granny used to make me when I was a child. So I made it a lovely cloudy lemonade and a ginger beer with chilli. And oh my gosh, I had a blackcurrant and raspberry at that time and a cranberry and rose sip. So I took those 4 flavours.
So quite traditional flavours. You tried traditional, you know, old-fashioned, almost, you could say, drinks, I guess, but with a, I presume you put a bit of a twist on them.
Precisely, that's just what we try and do, just sort of really nice British-inspired taste is what we kind of like to do, but just with maybe a little subtle twist. So we make a gorgeous cream soda, just put a little twist of rhubarb on it, which gives us like nice British-y tang.
Oh, I love cream soda. That's a real guilty pleasure, and you don't find it very many places anymore, do you?
You don't at all. No, it's and it is one of those ones, every time people drink it, and likewise with our dandelion and burdock, it kind of just transports you back to childhood days and just lots of memories. And you know, it's amazing how many memories those particular 2 flavours will unlock.
So you went from there, and then did you decide you were going to just get more flavours, or did you just get ideas for things, or how does it come about?
So I love baking. I love making jam. So I'm constantly thinking up new flavours, but quite often they're sort of combinations that I've maybe tried in baking. So I do strawberry and rhubarb and I make a lovely crumble that's on that flavour. So sometimes it's sort of thinking, oh, that sounds quite interesting. Maybe that combination will work together in a flavour. So I launched with 4 flavours and now we actually make 13.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so the latest one, which was this year, was a craft cola. So 10 years in, or 9.5, I thought, let's try a craft cola.
So was this just a moment of madness, or did you suddenly think, no, do you know what? It'd be nice to have a cola. A combination of the pair.
No, do you know, it's one of those things I'd thought about for many years and thought, I'd love to do a cola, but could I make one that was really, really natural and lovely? And the thing about colas are there's obviously 2 really big brands who make colas, and I call them Big Red and Big Blue. Mm-hmm. So they make mighty fine colas, but they are, and lots of the colas are actually have lots of E numbers. Mm. And I guess as a mum and everything, I wanted to make one that didn't have loads of E numbers. Shall I get a bit technical?
A little bit, yeah, go on.
Stuff. So,
yeah, I like that.
So most colas use 2 things. So we have E150D, which doesn't sound too good. It's a sulfite and it gives some colas a sort of brownie colour. So I didn't want to use E150D, so I thought I'll use some malt. So malt just gives a nice brown flavour, but brown colour, but it's absolutely natural. And the other thing that colas tend to have is another, I would say, nasty E number, which is E338. That's phosphoric acid.
And it's that doesn't sound great, does it?
Well, it's fine. It gives a sort of like sharpish taste. But I managed to do the same thing with my cola, just using lemon juice. So it'll get that sort of citrusy tang. So you can use E338. Mm-hmm. But actually, I thought, let's use a sort of natural lemon juice.
And so that's kind of the difference in yours then. You've gone from much more natural. I mean, you never think of those big fizzy drinks as big natural, do you? And nowhere near.
Well... I do like keeping things as natural as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So that I guess that was, you say, how and why did I come up with the cola? It was like, could I do a cola, but could I do it without those E-numbers?
Yeah.
And that was sort of, that took me a few years or thinking about how to get around that. But I did, and I just made it a few months ago.
So is that when you launched?
A
few months ago?
I think I need to give you a taste,
yes,
Alex.
Yes, please.
So let me pour you some.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, this is just what I need on it. Thank you very much. So I'm going to try it now. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, delicious. Thank you.
It's got lovely smell. I don't know why I'm smelling into the microphone. That's not really going to work, is it? But the taste is, that's love. That actually really nice. It's got like a cola bottle taste, I would say. You know, like the sweets that you used to have. I would say more of that taste. And I find the other ones, I don't drink them. They're too sweet for me. I'm very tempted by that.
Good.
And I believe you were saying there's been a rise in dark spirits and using these as mixers as well.
Yeah, so colas go brilliantly with a dark rum as a mixer, and
I'm just going to have a little
very
bit more
fashionable at the minute to drink dark rums and rum and coke or rum and colas through and through. So this one goes brilliantly with rums, but it's actually really nice drunk on its own as well. We were actually lucky enough a few months ago to win a prestigious Great Taste Award for this one as well.
They don't hand those out easily, do they, I'm assuming?
Well, in my little world of artisan food and drink, they're probably known as the Oscars of our world.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, well done. That's brilliant news.
Yeah.
And so was that, do you have to go along and just, they'd have a panel checking all those or?
It's really scary, actually. You send your samples down and then a panel of really respected people within the industry do a blind tasting. So they don't know your name, they don't know who's made this product, but they just taste it. And against the sort of very strict criteria, they'll deem whether it's worthy of one of these awards. And they also sort of give their comments. So reading here, the judges actually said about mine, which is really nice, it said a good cola nut aroma, so maybe that was what you were smelling there, Alex. Very clean and refreshing cola, not overly sweet, so unlike Big Blue and Big Red.
Yes.
And demonstrating good balance. So.
Well, I'm glad to say I have similar. I'm going to go on this
judges.
Panel and take this one. I've just found another career I'm going to branch into, because I think that it doesn't leave that sticky taste in your mouth, which I don't like that at all. And that would be my argument for a lot of soft drinks. I'm not fan of the that sugary feeling after you've had it, that it just feels like it's coated all your teeth and everything.
Yeah.
So no, this is a very clean, just like they've said, a very clean and
very Moorish product.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that's staying with me for the rest of the afternoon, and I'll be drinking that through the day. That's really great. So so where do you go from here then? You've launched it. So I was talking to listeners earlier to say, where are your products? Where do you find Posh Pops around Cambridge and the area?
Yeah, of course. So when I started all the way back in 2009, one of my kind of big principles was that I didn't want to sell my drinks into supermarkets. I wanted to sort of really sell them to really nice food and drink outlets that really cared about sort of high quality drinks and foods, and so where you'd find really lovely things. So in short, I'd say where you find lovely things, you'll normally find my drinks. But
so cafes, but also farm shops.
Cafes, farm shops, you'll find them down in Shelford Deli. You'll find them out at Burwash Manor and at lots of sort of places in and around the city. They're one of those things, if you keep your eyes peeled, then you'll definitely
I've also noticed they're in glass, which you'd obviously start it. You haven't just moved to glass, because it's become now taboo to have plastic, is it? So that's obviously, you'd thought ahead, well ahead before that, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of glass. And over the years, people have said, oh, can't you make these in plastic? And I've always stuck to the principle of glass, because I fundamentally believe that, you know, they're made up of about 45% recycled glass. They're really, I think, environmentally friendly. They're very easy to recycle. So I have always stuck to that. And then there has been all that furore about plastic, particularly over the last sort of 6 months with the Blue Planet things. And I truly, I obviously in the industry, I read a lot about plastic, about recycling and about glass. And I absolutely firmly stick to the belief that glass is the most eco-friendly packaging format that that we can have. So I'm glad I'm in that. And yes. The other thing is I've always used paper straws. So there's this really sort of craze at the minute for paper straws and not using plastic and everything. And I have never used
So you haven't had to think about changing or adapting at all, because that's always what your mindset was in the first place.
I adore paper straws. I think they're sort of lovely and stripy and colourful, and that is basically what Breckland Orchard and we love. So paper straws and glass, that's where we're at.
Excellent. So we've said about where you can get them. What about if people want to order them themselves? Do you have a website, or can people order them, or is it best just to get them from the shops?
No, so we do sell them online. If you look at website, which is brecklandorchard.co.uk, you can get them there. But we do like people going out and supporting local independent businesses. So we are happy to sell online. But, do you know, we'd really rather people went to somewhere like Burwash and found...
Hot Numbers,
new
I think.
Hot Numbers as well. And there's probably loads that I've left out. Yeah. So now
there's
I'm feeling really
good. There's lots in the city, because I know... Having known the brand now, it's interesting to go and spot them and then try them. I have seen them.
Do you know, we sell all over the UK, though, and sometimes
and
I
sometimes
get...
now outside of the UK?
We do. We export about 15%. Wow. So we go as far as Nigeria. I mean, that is unbelievable. So I met, I have a customer in Nigeria. But it's really nice when friends from Cambridge sort of had somebody last week who went to Cornwall. She said, I found them in Cornwall.
Yeah,
and she had little photos.
A real surprise,
so I'm constantly getting sent little photos. And do you know, that makes my heart sing. Something as nice as knowing that people are enjoying them.
And one other last question I had for you was, I believe you've brought out some lower sugar range. Is that right? Because someone was asking me about, I bet they're all very sugary, but I think actually yours are lower in sugar anyway. Is that right?
Yeah, so every time we bring out a new product, we do use natural sugar in the majority of the drinks. When we bring out new flavours, then we definitely try and look at reduced sugar content. But we are the only soft drinks company in the premium sector who make a sugar-free variety. So we do have a range of sugar-frees, which I'm immensely proud of. They're completely suitable for diabetics.
Perfect.
And we do three flavours. We do an elderflower, which has zero calories per bottle.
Win.
ginger beer with chilli, which is one of our most popular flavours. Yep. And again, 3 calories per bottle. And a cloudy lemonade, which is 5 calories per bottle. And they are all based on my award-winning recipes. We've just replaced the sugar with a combination of sucralose and a sulfamine K, which are two of the most gentlest sweeteners.
But that
gives them a zero sugar and really low calorie content. So we're really happy for people to enjoy whichever format they want. If they want a sugared, you know, full on closed lemonade, we have that. And we also have a sugar-free fridge.
Oh, that's brilliant. I didn't know that. So that's great. Well, I will be using those in my attempt to get back to what's it called, match fit after my lovely holiday. I need to get match fit before I put it all on back again for Christmas. Well, thank you ever so much, Claire. That was really interesting, and I must say I really enjoyed that. Is it called Cambridge Cola?
It's called Craft Cola.
Oh, sorry, Craft Cola.
So do keep your eyes
so look out for that one, Craft Cola, and in a shop, in a lovely independent, a nice place, as you said, near
nice
you
places.
Thank you very much.